Then by the time we got down to Exeter a few days later, it was lovely and sunny, really lovely day. We had a big crowd out to launch the campaign in the city centre. We then went out delivering leaflets and so on. Then we had a whole series of meetings, which I won't bore you with, but we ended up at the airport. And that allowed me to have a really good think about what Brexit was going to mean, not just for Exeter and people around there, also for, you know, how people interact with the rest of the world. Right, first of all, thank you all for coming along here to Exeter today. It's great to see so many of you turned up to the Devon launch of the Better Off Out campaign. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Rupert Matthews. I'm the National Campaign Manager for Better Off Out. We are going to be moving on up to the shopping centre in a moment to hand out leaflets to shoppers, so thank you for volunteering for that. As you know, of course, we're not quite sure when the referendum's going to be, so it's important to get everything ready to run as soon as possible. That's what this is all about. So again, thank you all for coming along. Just going to hand over now to Penny Mills from Devon, who's just going to say a few words.
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. This is our chance. This is what we've all been waiting for. As UKIP members and supporters, that's what we're for. It's to leave the EU. Our opponents will try and badmouth us. They'll be negative. They'll call us little Englanders. But we must rise above that. This is so important. Let's just tell them we have a positive message. We want to embrace the whole world. We need to leave the EU, embrace the world, bring back our parliamentary democracy. This is our chance to do it.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much, Penny. And now Ken Cole from Plymouth as well.
Hello, as Rupert said, I'm Ken and I'm from Plymouth. And up until about 10 minutes ago, I was relaxing in the sun, enjoying my Coke, until Rupert asked me to say a few words. But what I would like to say is, as a UKIP member, I believe that the referendum is bigger than UKIP. So when I'm out campaigning, I will be taking off my UKIP badge. It's a cross-party. We must form links with other parties, Conservative, Labour, or whoever's prepared to fight for an independent Britain. But when I was campaigning for UKIP, one of the things I found on the doorstep was the EU is taken for granted to be the common market. We've got to get people to realise what the EU is, so that the question, shall we leave or stay in the EU, we should turn that back and say, what is the EU? Once we point out what the EU is, from the common market in 72 to where we are now with a president, a commission, a flag, overseas embassies, it's obvious that Britain is no longer an independent country. And we're not, the Yes campaign will not be arguing for the status quo. They'll be arguing for ever closer union. It's our once-in-a-generation opportunity to grab our country back for our children's future. Yeah. This generation hasn't got the right to write off our children and their children's inheritance. Let them inherit an independent Britain.
Thank you for that. We're going to be moving off into the shopping centre. Penny's got the leaflets in the boot of her car, which is over there. So we'll be moving off doing that. If you haven't signed up your email address onto our help sheet, please do. When we finish going around the country doing these launch events, we're going to be starting the campaign properly. We'll be providing you with leaflets, banners, posters, everything else that you need. And as Ken says, this is a very much a cross-party campaign, and we will be integrating people from Conservative Party, Labour. Do you know, we've even got a couple of Liberal Democrats on board as well.
They still exist, do
they? They still exist. And so, you know, we're really going to be pushing this because we've got to show the British public that getting out of Europe is the right thing to do for our country looking to the future. So thank you very much for coming along, and we'll all be moving out now. Thank you. Here I am at Exeter International Airport. Behind me here is the monument to the Polish fighter pilots who were based here during the Second World War, flying up to protect Plymouth and other nearby areas. Later on in the war, this airport was used by the United States Air Force for very similar reason. And that demonstrates that during the Second World War, Britain was cooperating with many nations, Poland and America, just two of them amongst them. And today, we're still cooperating with Poland and with the United States of America. We're members of NATO, as are Poland, as are the United States of America. And of course, we're in the European Union, as is Poland, but the United States are not in the European Union. And were we to vote to leave the European Union, that sort of cooperation would continue. We've got close trading links with Poland and with North America. We have got lots of cultural links with North America, similarly cultural links with Poland. And when Britain leaves the European Union, we will still be a member of NATO, we will still be a member of all sorts of international organisations, and of course our trading links with the European Union will continue. So, just as this monument symbolises the cooperation in terms of defence between Britain, Poland and the United States of America, so looking to the future, NATO will continue with those defence links. And we've got all sorts of economic and cultural links to look forward to as well. I'm looking forward to it. Here we are outside Exeter International Airport. It's a lovely sunny day. I must say I'm actually quite tempted just to pop to the beach, which isn't all the far away that way. But people use this airport for all sorts of things. They go on holiday to Spain. They go on holiday to Italy. And there are flights from here to all sorts of destinations, not just within the European Union, but also to Turkey, Finland, and other areas. And what this shows is that the regional airports, such as Exeter International Airport here, play a vital role in keeping different parts of our country in touch with different countries abroad. And were Britain to leave the European Union, as I think we should, these airports would continue to play that role. We would continue to have links within the European Union, but also with outside the European Union. And leaving the European Union would, if anything, help to make those links more important. And places like Exeter International Airport will continue with the role they're playing of keeping us linked to countries around the world. Well, here I am at Exeter International Airport. It's one of the busier regional airports, lots of flights coming in and out of here, going both to European Union countries and to countries outside the European Union. And I wanted to come here to talk about the carbon tax which has been imposed on flights by the European Union. To start with, all flights landing or taking off from an airport within the European Union had to pay the carbon tax on the fuel they used for their entire flight. Later on, that was changed because the airlines were complaining it was too expensive, and it was changed so that only that part of the flight that took place in European airspace was subject to the tax. So aircraft going from here to Turkey, Finland or whatever would only pay the tax on part of their flight. Now, whether you think that that tax is a good idea, whether you subscribe to the whole idea that man-made carbon dioxide is affecting the climate or not, surely it is the case that it should be Britain which decides what taxes people have to pay when they fly. The carbon tax on flights is increasing the cost of holidays, package holidays in Spain, or longer haul flights out to Turkey if you fancy going on holiday there. And whether or not you pay those taxes should surely be a decision for the British Parliament and for the British government, not for officials, unelected officials, sitting in Brussels who don't really know about the circumstances here and situation here. That's just another reason to leave the European Union.